Greetings. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Weinihau. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Guten Tag. Bonjour. Half a day. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Now, go vegan. Peace now. Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical vivisection prison industrial complex of the bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. For 5 years now, really the only radio show that's making sense on the air, huh? Because we know that we solve all of the world's problems when we stop eating meat. It's that simple. The answer is right here. Wars, famine, disease, energy concerns, global warming, water shortages, all end when we go vegan. The folks saw that last Sunday when I spoke at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Anaheim, and what a warm welcome there was there. What wonderful people. And I can't tell you how many people decided last Sunday, right there on the spot, to go vegan. I hope it was something I said. It was interesting because when I first got there, in a little brief introduction of myself, I said that, it may seem far-fetched that I have come to the belief that all problems on Earth originate with meat eating. And then Paul Dotterer of the church turned on this great documentary called Eating, and it was such a graphic confirmation of just what I had just said, you know. Anyway, it was an honor to be the speaker there last week, and following presentation there at the Universalist Church, when folks there were singing a song about reverence for life, and all we need is reverence for life, and I said, "Wow, well, we can bring that song to life. We can live it by going vegan. What more reverence for life is there than living vegan?" And my discussion there last week was achieving world peace through veganism. And I often refer to this talk that was given. Actually, it was in front of the Vegetarian Association of Italy by Armando De Elia, who's a naturalist, chemist, expert in vegetarian dietetics, etc. And I constantly refer to his work. He said, in wartime, when men are to take part in highly risky military action, they have to be given large meat rations so that the meat is used as a drug to develop aggression, violence, and moral insensitivity. And see, that's my concern about meat, is that it has developed moral insensitivity in our country. Anyway, continuing with this talk from Armando De Elia, he said the health of the mind depending on a healthy body. Vegetarianism detoxifies the body and purifies the blood supply to the brain. Consequently, we are capable of more lucid and penetrating thought, leading to a real opening of the mind with increased powers of self-control and ability to withstand intellectual and physical work, initiating an attitude of tolerance, gentleness, openness to peaceful dialogue and solutions of disputes to love, sociability, and sharing. Electrical activity in the brain, as shown by EEGs, has shown that the vegetarian diet induces alpha waves, which indicate a state of neuromuscular relaxation, not just of the brain, but of the whole body, promoting a sense of well-being analogous to the state of meditation on the most profound truths. That is why, through the centuries, the most intelligent, the most cultured, the most open, the most tolerant people in the world have been vegetarians in all fields of knowledge, in science, philosophy, art, literature, medicine, and so on. I continue from his talk. Well, he talks about a Professor Carlo Sarturi, who has brought to light how meat eating leads to aggression in humans. Phosphorus and calcium are found in meat in a ratio of 50 to 1. Meat eating leads to a phosphorus excess not natural for humans, whose milk has a ratio of 1 to 2 phosphorus to calcium. This leads to a fall in calcium levels, leading to irritable and aggressive behavior, sometimes convulsions in children. And we talked last week at the Universalist Unitarian Church of Anaheim about wars being fought over competition for resources like oil and water and food and, you know, 1 gallon of gasoline per pound of beef, 26 billion pounds of beef consumed in this country every year. It's a lot of gasoline. 8,500 gallons of water per pound of beef. It's a lot of water if you take your, you know, gallon jug of Arrowhead water and spill it down the drain every day for 22 years. It's a lot of water. And 10,000 gallons of water needed for me each year to grow my food, but 320,000 gallons needed by the meat eater. So 32 of me can be fed for one meat eater. So are we going to compete in this world or be cooperative? So, you know, went on a bit about some of the statistics there. 20 million people will starve this year. And if Americans decrease their meat intake by 10%, 100 million people could be fed. And I found it interesting how cropland is being utilized or not being utilized. The amount of Earth's land mass grazed by livestock is 50%. The amount of U.S. cropland producing livestock feed is 64%. Yet the U.S. cropland producing fruits and vegetables, only 2%. The amount of U.S. cropland lost each year to soil erosion, 4 million acres, the size of the state of Connecticut. And the percentage of U.S. topsoil loss associated with livestock grazing is 85%. The amount of original U.S. cropland permanently lost due to excessive soil erosion, a third, 33%. Pounds of topsoil lost in the production of a pound of beef, 35 pounds. The time needed by nature to produce 1 inch of topsoil, 200 years to 1,000 years. Percentage of number of acres of U.S. cropland cleared to produce a meat-based diet, 260 million acres for our meat-based diet. An acre of trees disappears every 8 seconds. The rainforest is being destroyed annually, 125,000 square miles for our meat. The amount of trees spared yearly by a vegan would be an acre. And then I pretty much closed out last week with some of the quotes over the ages from Pythagoras. As long as man continues to be the ruthless destroyer of lower living beings, he will never know health or peace. For as long as men massacre animals, they will kill each other. Indeed, he who sows the seeds of murder and pain cannot reap joy and love. Ancient Chinese verse, quote, for hundreds of thousands of years, the stew in the pot has brewed hatred and resentment that is difficult to stop. If you wish to know why there are disasters of armies and weapons in the world, listen to the piteous cries from the slaughterhouse at midnight. Einstein said, it is my view that the vegetarian manner of living, by its purely physical effect on the human temperament, would most beneficially influence the lot of mankind. He also said, nothing will benefit human health and increase chances for survival of all life on Earth as our evolution to a vegetarian diet. Thomas Edison said, nonviolence leads to the highest ethics, which is the goal of all evolution. Until we stop harming all other living beings, we are still savages. George Bernard Shaw said, while we ourselves are the living graves of murdered beasts, how can we expect any ideal conditions on this earth? And Tolstoy said, as long as there are slaughterhouses, there will be battlefields. And a lot of these great quotes, actually, you can go to Nancy Love, her website, NanseeLove, nancylove.com. And she has a lot dedicated to compassion for animals. And I appreciate that she has become a regular donor to Go Vegan with Bob Linden, as we can only survive and be on the air and pay for the radio airtime with your tax-deductible donation or advertising for vegan and cruelty-free products and services. So also thanks to Kung Food Restaurant in San Diego for making a donation this week to Go Vegan. Let's see, Ralph Meyer, Elaine Tavner, Beatrice Foster. We thank you so much for your donation. Oh, gosh. Megan and Chip, the juggling volunteers at our Chicken Lovers Valentines. Thank you for your donation also. So anyway, so what's you know, we're being hopeful here. We're definitely being hopeful that you know, things can change and the world can go vegan. As I said last week, a number of people went vegan right there on the spot. Okay, and you know, I have to be hopeful, you know, for peace, because, well, Bush visited India this week, huh? And I was a little concerned when he stopped off in Afghanistan, but I do feel safer when you know, Devil U gets his drug fix, so I'm sure he's okay now. And I'm also glad he stopped off in Pakistan, because I prefer that when Bush gets his orders from Bin Laden, you know, it's in person, so there's less chance for a misunderstanding. But what really gives me the hope is that Bush pays tribute to Gandhi, huh? Which must mean that on the aeroplane ride over there, Khan Dolisa must have explained to George who Gandhi was, you know? So, I guess in simplistic terms, George must think of Gandhi as a cowboy, but a different kind of cowboy, someone to whom the cow was sacred and not a food. Yes, so, I don't know, can't hurt when a ruthless, warmongering dictator pays homage to the vegetarian icon of peace and nonviolence. You know, maybe there's hope. Maybe Bush himself can be influenced. You know, when I spoke at the Jain Center of Southern California on Gandhi's birthday, I said to the folks there, you know, please, don't you be influenced by American culture. You need to influence American culture. And I noted the words of a Jain priest. And when I talk about the Jains, that's J-A-I-N. I think, Leo, the phone. I just wanted Leo to. I noted the words of a Jain priest explaining why he used a whisk broom in front of him so as not to hurt any creatures on his path. And he compared his whisk broom to the Western fly swatter. He said, you know, if you have concern for even the smallest among us, you know, then it becomes difficult to set off an insect bomb, and then it becomes difficult to set off a napalm bomb, and maybe difficult to set off depleted uranium or white phosphorus or you name it. Anyway, Gandhi's mother was a Jain. Wouldn't it be something if Bush were influenced? You know, Gandhi is a hero of mine. Funny how my heroes over time seem to change. You know, it's as a child, Roy Rogers was one of my heroes, and you know, he's a rodeo star, so that wouldn't apply now. And Mickey Mantle was one of my heroes, and you know, baseball star, and yet they use leather balls and leather gloves, so that doesn't work for me anymore, huh? So, you know, Gandhi's a hero. Coming up on today's show is just a few minutes. One of my heroes, Captain Paul Watson, a true modern-day hero. Later in the show, we will talk to Dr. Jameth Sheridan, who's an expert on health and nutrition. And don't say I never did anything for you, never gave anything to you. Later on in the hour, I will make it possible for you to enjoy a container of Toby's Family Foods tofu pate, absolutely free. Details coming up. I'll remind you later. All you're going to have to do is call 1-800-600-TOFU or email info@tobysfamilyfoods.com to get your free food. So anyway, we'll be concentrating on solving the world's problems today by going vegan. And I do appreciate your support for this show. You can make a donation at the website. It's goveganradio.com, goveganradio.com. Go Vegan is a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center, and you can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego 92164. So, coming up on today's show, Captain Paul Watson of the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society and Dr. Jameth Sheridan. And free food and events and information all today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. GoVeganRadio.com. The show is archived there. GoVeganRadio.com. We podcast. And thank you for listening. I'm always talking about how delicious Veggianese is. No vegan kitchen should be without it. It dresses up even the simplest foods, like my favorite sandwich, avocado, tomato, and Veggianese. Or is it mashed up chickpeas, celery, onions, and Veggianese? Or a tofu burger with Veggianese? Well, I do know I love it on baked or steamed yams. Well, you think you'd read about Veggianese in a cookbook, it winning the American Tasting Institute Award? So I was surprised to see Veggianese in a book about stroke prevention. Yet there it is, page 194, in Stroke Free for Life by David Wiebers, MD, Chair, Cerebrovascular Diseases, and Director, Stroke Research Center, Mayo Clinic. And who would know better about a Mayo alternative? Try Veggianese, now in organic. Available at Follow Your Heart, Canoga Park, California, and natural food stores everywhere. And also from Follow Your Heart, vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. They melt so you can have pizza and enchiladas and all the good things you enjoy. Except dairy-free, which is the way we like it. Don't give your family the bird. Try chicken-free chicken from Follow Your Heart. And wonderful organic vegan salad dressings from Follow Your Heart. Creamy miso ginger, balsamic vinaigrette, and Italian vinaigrette. Okay, well, is your omega-3 a little fishy? Well, too bad if it is, because then you are actually depleting the oceans of marine life, and fish and fish oils often contain mercury and heavy metals and PCBs and other toxins that accumulate in marine environments. Now you can benefit from the original vegan omega-3 DHA supplement, Omega Zen 3 from Nutru. Yes, Nutru, N-U-T-R-U, Omega Zen 3, developed in 2001, available now at all Southern California Whole Foods markets. It provides you with your omega-3s in an all-natural, once-a-day formulation derived from natural, plant-based marine sources grown in controlled, pollution-free conditions in a totally vegan formula with no animal contaminants. In fact, Nutru's Omega Zen 3 has been evaluated by the Environmental Defense Organization Oceans Program as a best-choice product, with test results showing no mercury, PCBs, dioxins, or other similar contaminants. Now, what is DHA? Well, it's a long-chain omega-3 fatty acid considered a critical nutrient, one of the main components of the brain required for functioning of all neural systems, including vision. In studies, low levels of DHA have been found in persons with heart disease, high blood pressure, cancer, Alzheimer's, depression, ADD, insomnia, stress, hyperactivity, dyslexia, with DHA supplementation improving those conditions. And the Food and Drug Administration has allowed Nutru to put on its Omega Zen 3 label, quote, "Omega-3s such as EPA and DHA have been the subject of considerable scientific research of their beneficial effects in terms of cardiovascular system, central nervous system, and other major bodily symptoms." And, quote, "In addition, the FDA classifies the DHA oil used in Omega Zen 3 GRAS, generally recognized as a safe food ingredient." So head on over to Whole Foods for your Omega Zen 3. And what you get from Nutru is a highly concentrated extra strength omega-3 DHA with a special nutraceutical composition that has twice the active ingredient of omega-3 DHA and is currently under evaluation as a leading nutraceutical for enhanced cognitive and cardiovascular function. Omega Zen 3 from Nutru, available at all San Diego area Whole Foods, all LA and Orange County Whole Foods, all Southern California Whole Foods. Save the fish, save the oceans by Omega Zen 3 at Whole Foods today. And Nutru is a vegan company committed to the ethical treatment of animals, energy conservation, recycling, and lower patterns of consumption. So if you're not in Southern California, near a Whole Foods, and you want to order Omega Zen 3, visit NUTRU.com. Otherwise, off to Whole Foods for Omega Zen 3. And please support the companies who advertise on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, like Nutru with its Omega Zen 3.
I'm a vegan because meat hurts animals.
Okay, and just a quick word. Next week, we're going to talk to PETA about the Feld Elephant Gate trial in progress right now. And a former Ringling employee, Jody Alessio, saw media coverage of the Feld Elephant Gate trial and contacted PETA, saying, "Of all the animals used in the circus, the elephants received the worst treatment. The elephants were beaten every single day. I complained internally, even to Kenneth Feld. I complained to the USDA and the Humane Society, but nothing was ever done." And this contradicts what Ringling employees are saying in the trial. Again, next week we have PETA on the show to talk about Elephant Gate, the trial. Next week on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, send a tax-deductible donation to help support the show so that we can buy the time and be here for it. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Bob Linden.
Downstream, let the water wash it down. Purify, let the water carry you in a dream. Dear home and drive.
Well, in a world of few heroes, we have one today on the show. Captain Paul Watson, founder of the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, a founding director of the Greenpeace Foundation, director of the Sierra Club, and gosh, here's somebody, a number of books that he's authored, Shepherds of the Sea in 1979, Sea Shepherd, My Fight for Whales and Seals, 1982, Cry Wolf, 1985, Earth Force, 1993, Ocean Warrior, 1994, Seal Wars, 2002, and Captain Paul Watson is with us today. Welcome, Captain Watson. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you, Bob.
It's great to have you again, and you know, I unfortunately, what horrors your eyes have seen. You know, I mean, here you are, you know, you have a book out from 1982, My Fight for Whales and Seals, and you're just back from the Japanese whaling expeditions, and prior to that, the seals in Canada. When will it end? And you know, what have you seen?
Well, you know, we've been fighting the seal slaughter, the killing of whales, killing of dolphins. Know, the taking of fish, killing of sea turtles for 30 years, and we've been making some progress. We shut down numerous whaling operations, and, you know, we saved tens of thousands of seals over that time and confiscated hundreds of miles of long lines and drift nets. So, you know, you do what you can do, really.
Well, that's pretty good, actually, you know. So. Clone yourself, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. And what was just happening out there in the Southern Ocean?
Well, we intercepted the Japanese whaling fleet three times, and we were able to, every time we showed up, they began to run. So we were able to chase them. So in total, we stopped them from killing whales for about 15 days, which is certainly going to impact their quota and certainly going to cost some money. But what we found out is that we can stop them. We just have to be able to catch them because our ship is cheaper, or slower. So what we need is to get a faster vessel, and that's what we're working at right now. If we can return down to the Southern Whale Sanctuary at the end of the year with a vessel that can match their speed, I can pretty much guarantee that we can stop them from killing any whales.
Wow. Now, people may not realize that there was a Japanese whaling expedition going on. It got some coverage, and the Japanese are claiming that it's research. That's how they can base their expedition, supposedly, yes?
Well, they say it's research, but I think the only, you know, I haven't seen a single peer-reviewed scientific paper on what they're doing down there. If it's research, it's product development and marketing research. But nobody's buying that, even the International Whaling Commission. What they're doing is totally illegal. It's illegal under numerous regulations, not only the International Whaling Commission, but also the Convention on the International Trade in Endangered Species. It's in violation of the Antarctic Treaty, even in violation of Australian law because of killing the whales in Australian waters. So what we're all opposing here is a criminal operation, and you know, we're more policing than protesting, really.
Well, so wait now, Captain Paul Watson, you're saying that you're involved in law enforcement, yet you're being called a terrorist. Yet here you are, enforcing laws, attempting to enforce laws.
Well, that's all we've ever done. We've never been a protest organization. What we simply do is enforce international conservation law. And we're empowered to do so by virtue of the United Nations World Charter for Nature that allows for any non-government organization or individual to uphold international conservation law. And so that's why we've never been convicted of a crime, and that's why we get away with doing what we're doing, is we're simply opposing criminal operations.
Yeah.
I mean, they got public relations firms that can pump out all of this propaganda about what we're doing is illegal, but if it was illegal, I'd be arrested, and, you know, I've never been convicted of a crime.
Wow, yeah. So, yes, I saw you called a terrorist. I saw some of the news releases where you were called dangerous vegans. I don't know.
Yeah, the Japanese came out with some stupid thing calling us dangerous vegan circus performers, whatever that means. I really am a loss at that one. But the interesting thing about it is that, anytime anybody disagrees with anybody these days, they call them a terrorist. That name is thrown around so much it doesn't even mean anything anymore.
Right, right, yeah.
Now, if somebody calls a boycott, they're a terrorist. If somebody gives somebody a hard time, they call them a terrorist. I mean, you know, we got so many terrorists going around, no wonder we can't keep track of the real ones.
Right, yeah, and I think that, didn't they say that even U.S. spy systems were used to track you as you tracked the Japanese whaling fleet? Or?
Well, the Japanese asked the United States Naval Intelligence Department to track us by satellite, and of course, you know, whatever the Japanese want, they get, and so we were actually being tracked by naval intelligence satellites at the U.S. taxpayers' expense in order to do a favor for the Japanese whalers.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So what's the can opener? What is that?
Oh, it's just a device that's welded on the side so that we can sideswipe a vessel and damage their hull.
Okay. And... unfortunately, we're coming up on that time of year again where the Canadian seal mass... regarding the whaling, though, I mean, does the Japanese public know about... I mean, are they in a media blackout the way we are here about, the war in Iraq and, you know, everything the Alcon seemed to do and George Bush and all? And how does the Japanese public feel about the whaling going on?
Well, it's hard to get coverage in Japan every once in a while. It's like, for instance, on this last campaign, we had plenty of publicity in Australia, South Africa, New Zealand, and Europe, and in Canada, but it was blacked out of the American news media and the Japanese news media for the most part. There's a lot of censorship in this country. People don't realize that, but, certain stories, especially conservation and animal stories, are pretty much ignored by the mainstream media, and that isn't my opinion. All you have to do is compare it with the coverage it's gotten in Europe and Australia, and you can see quite readily that they're making a conscious decision to not cover it.
Mm-hmm.
Although, there's certain things you can do to, like right now, we're going to get a lot of coverage on the seal campaign because Paul McCartney and his wife went out to pose with the seals today. And, in our culture, when celebrities do anything, it becomes a major story. So, everybody worldwide is going to be aware of the seal hunt because of Paul and his wife posing with the seals.
Right. So are you heading up to Canada again soon?
Well, they haven't actually announced a date for the hunt to start because there's no ice in the Gulf of St. Lawrence for the first time. And so it's a rather strange situation. So until they actually announce a start date for the hunt and a quota, then we can't really make any decision one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. And again, it looks like it would be another 350,000 to be killed this year.
They haven't announced a quota either, so we have no idea.
That's been
they're being rather secretive about everything this year.
Okay, because it's been that for the last few years. What can people do to try to work against the seal massacre in Canada?
Trying to put pressure on Canada. One of the things that we've been pushing is a boycott of Canadian seafood, but if you're a vegan, that doesn't you can't do too much there. But that is actually costing a lot the Canadian fishing industry quite a bit. It's already exceeded the amount of losses, have exceeded the amount of profit. So we're making some headway there. We just have to keep on March 15th. We're having an International Day of Protest. So in Los Angeles, San Diego, places like that, we're going to have people demonstrating wherever the Canadian consulates are.
Okay, March 15th, demonstrations at the Canadian consulate, and the website is seashepherd.org.
Yes.
Seashepherd.org. We're talking to Captain Paul Watson, and I mean, you weren't an alien delivered from outer space to become so interested on behalf of animals. And you know, what I really appreciate about you is that you express that the animals are your constituents. You're not necessarily caring what people say about you. To you, the animals are your constituents.
Yeah, back in 1986 when we sank half the Icelandic whaling fleet, I had a former colleague from Greenpeace come up and said, "Just want to let you know what you did in Iceland is reprehensible and unforgivable, and we don't support it." And I said, "Well, so, you know, why do you think I care what you think?" he says, "Well, you should think about what people think about what you're doing." I said, "Well, we didn't injure anybody, and we saved whales." And I said, "Look, you know, we don't do what we do for you. We don't do what we do for people. Find me one whale that disagreed with what we did that day, and I promise you I won't do it again." But so far, I haven't found a whale that disagrees with what we did that day.
There you go. Now, you've been an animal activist since the age of 9.
Yes. Started sabotaging trap lines in Canada and releasing animals and destroying the traps.
Right. That was after a friend of yours was captured?
Yeah, a beaver that I used to play with all the time, and just a young juvenile beaver, and it was killed by the trappers.
Mm-hmm. So then you started sabotaging leg hole traps and disrupting hunters and preventing kids from shooting birds. And little did you know that was preparation for your career, huh?
Yeah, I wasn't really planning on it, but that's the way it went.
Yeah, well, who plans on this? Who plans on doing a vegan radio show? I didn't grow up thinking, I never heard the word vegan anyway. So
that just shows you how much we've progressed. You know, it's like in the late 70s, nobody knew what a vegan was. And, it's hard. No, it was hard enough being a vegetarian then with people looking at you strange.
Right, definitely. So, well.
And now it's become a household word, so that definitely shows that we've made some progress.
Yeah, definitely. So we have about a minute left. Anything that I missed that you wanted to cover or get into at all? Or?
Well, we're putting all our efforts this year into trying to secure a faster ship. So, we're going to try and raise $3 million to get this ship, and then we'll be back in December down in the Southern Ocean Sanctuary. And if we can get down there, we can stop them from killing whales. So I think we can save all of the whales that they plan to kill, over 1,000, if we can get down there by the end of the year.
So you feel you could save 1,000 whales if you had a faster vessel?
Yeah, if we catch them, we can stop them. I'm
fairly
confident of that.
Okay, so the idea is go to seashepherd.org, SEASHEPHERD, seashepherd.org, and help the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society save the whales and save the seals. And, it was interesting because I was just talking about fish oils and how people are trying to get their omega fatty acids, and I realized how that's depleting the oceans now also. Yeah.
They're actually making omega-3 capsules out of baby seals, too. In fact, just yesterday we got Costco to pull all the, those seal capsules from their Canadian Canadian outlets.
Oh, so they were making omega out of seals?
Yeah, and they even got pictures of baby seals on the bottles.
Oh, baby seals, that's how people have been getting their omegas, huh? Okay, well, I have a vegetarian, I have a vegan alternative for people now, so, and it is depleting the oceans. I heard there's a fish called, I think it's a Manhattan or something to that.
Yeah.
And
Manhattan, yeah.
Manhattan, is that what it is?
Yeah, they're taking them off Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah, so, and then the other species are starving then as a result, so.
Oh, yeah, well, puffins, those pretty little birds that you see with the colored beaks and everything, they've died out by the tens of thousands in the North Sea because their primary food is the sea eel, which is being caught in hundreds of tons every year to feed to chickens. So, more than 50% of the fish taken out of the ocean is fed to domestic animals. We've actually turned domestic farm animals into major aquatic predators. And, for instance, the domestic house cats alone eat more fish than all of the world's seals put together.
Wow. And it almost doesn't seem natural because I don't know many cats who would be out there swimming, to catch a seal. So
Well, actually, fish is not a healthy diet for cats either.
Right.
So, I know they can't, fish are different than dogs. They have to, they can't eat vegetable products, but fish is just definitely not a healthy product for them.
Right. And cats can be vegan. There are ways, but the idea that over 50% of what's being caught in the oceans is being fed to domestic animals is pretty amazing also.
Yeah.
It all is. Well, we appreciate what you do so much. I mean, you're a hero to everyone who's concerned about the environment and the animals, and you know, you've dedicated your life to the right thing. So I know you don't care much about what people think. You care more about what the whales would say. But gosh, so many people respect you and hold you in the highest admiration, as I do, for all that you've done, Captain Paul Watson.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's an honor. So thanks for being on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We appreciate it. And again, it's seashepherd.org. Captain Paul Watson on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Spread and dip and spread and dip and... Yeah, it's not that I'm getting up to stretch or anything. No, it's not some vegan calisthenics routine. It's what I've been enjoying lately from Toby's Family Foods. Spread and dip, get it? Anyone who has listened to Go Vegan Radio knows what a foodie I am. I love discovering great new vegan foods and telling everyone about them. So recently I was wandering the aisles of a Whole Foods, and in the refrigerated section, I saw four rows of Toby's tofu pate. Spread and dip. I saw roasted garlic and red pepper, mild jalapeno, classic lemon dill, and martini olive. All sounded pretty good to me, and I thought for Whole Foods to give so much space to a new item, somebody must think its taste is a winner. So I read the label. All four of them read vegan to me. The tofu was organic, so I took one home, and wow. I just had to call Toby's and tell them they have a winner. It turns out that Toby's is a small family business out of Eugene, Oregon, which Toby started up after her pate was so popular at the Oregon Country Fair. And by the way, there are five varieties of the pate. Four are vegan. The one not suitable for vegans is the one labeled original. Totally vegan and totally delicious are roasted garlic and red pepper, mild jalapeno, classic lemon dill, and martini olive. Crackers and chips are calling out the name Toby's. Also great on bagels and in sandwiches. And, you know, you'll want this wonderful spread and dip at all of your gatherings. Take it from me. You just have to try one. And Toby's agrees, so don't say I never did anything for you. I've arranged for you to get a free container of Toby's tofu pate spread and dip. Yes, I said free. What's the catch? Well, you just promise that you're going to eat it, okay? Get your free Toby's tofu pate by emailing info@tobysfamilyfoods.com, info@tobysfamilyfoods.com, like it's all one word, tobysfamilyfoods.com. Or you can call 800-600-TOFU. That's 800-600-8638. 800-600-TOFU, and say you heard about it from the radio show, info@tobysfamilyfoods.com, or 800-600-TOFU for your free spread and dip.
Oh, no, now you're going to give it to people. Animal burger.
No way, not if you're eating it truly. It's a vegan restaurant in Hollywood, and a great one, too, at 5907 Hollywood Boulevard, right there at the Hollywood Boulevard exit off the 101 freeway. And truly does cater and deliver. And the phone number is 323-466-7958. It says it right on the on the menu. We want to make a positive and helpful contribution to society by using products that are animal-free. We are making a statement to ourselves and others that we are conscientious eaters acting toward the greater good of all beings. And how good it is, huh? From breakfast, lunch, dinner, soup, salads, sandwiches and burgers and wraps and, noodle dishes and curries, veggie and rice, and the veggie meat entrees. The sushi is great. So I recommend you head on over to Truly at 5907 Hollywood Boulevard. Check it out. You'll like it.
JOVEGANRADIO.com. GoVeganRadio.com.
Yaman. Hey, I want to tell you about a great place. It's Body and Balance, 808 Manhattan Avenue in Manhattan Beach. Pretty close to the 405 over there. It's a wonderful place. LA's first and only health center and spa that is cruelty-free, non-toxic, organic, and vegan, offering relaxing massage and gentle chiropractic care, chemical-free facials and waxing, effective nutritional coaching, acupuncture. You can shed unwanted pounds like I did. I shedded about 25 unwanted pounds. I have many friends who are shedding their unwanted pounds with the 30-day detox and rejuvenate program, where you get three fresh, organic, tasty meals provided to you for a month. So, you know, you don't have to prepare food or get it. And I found them to be delicious and satisfying. And they must have provided me with some serious nutrition because I wasn't craving anything else. And it feels really good to be lighter and experience the clarity. And you know, folks are claiming wonderful results from it. So I definitely suggest you check it out. You also get two deep cleansing massages and movement classes and group support meetings and a 40% discount because you listen to this radio show. Call 310-406-1910. Find out about the 30-day detox and rejuvenate. I have friends who are doing it now. They're loving it. So I suggest that you do too. It's in Manhattan Beach there, beautiful Manhattan Beach, right by the 405. 310-406-1910. The website is bodyinbalancedayspa.com.
MEATSTINKS. Meat stinks.
That it does, and then it causes all of these horrible problems. So, you know, what can I say? Other than you can discover the Asian health secret, Dr. Earl Mindell says it's his most important discovery in the last 40 years. It's Himalayan goji juice. And recently had some case studies from Sloan Kettering Hospital in New York where they used lycium barbarum in treatment and had great results. So anyway, I recommend you just visit the website. It's govegan.freelife.com, govegan.freelife.com, and check it out. All the information's there. You can order on the website, 90-day money-back guarantee, see what everybody's talking about, and experience for yourself Himalayan goji juice. And we continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And I do ask that you make a tax-deductible donation to support this show. A lot of people don't realize we have to buy the airtime each and every week from the radio stations. It's expensive. We've been doing it 5 years. And every week we have to come up with, you know, the accountant's outside the door right now. I see him right there. Tapping his feet. Okay. So you can go to the website, make a donation at govegan.radio.com, or make a check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego, 92164. You know, I mean, there are, you know, NPR, Pacifica, they have pledge drives that go on for days and days and days. We can't do that here. We have to speak out on behalf of the animals. We have to save the fish, save the seals, save the whales. So please Help out. Hey, and also go online and check out happycow.net. Happy Cow is a world guide to vegetarian restaurants and health food stores with listings in over 90 countries. The website offers user-friendly features such as the printer-friendly text that is handy for road trips and travels abroad, street maps for all U.S. states and Canada, user reviews for each listing, and an open discussion forum for the vegetarian and vegan inclined. Check it out at happycow.net. Well, this Wednesday, March 8th, University Students for the Ethical Treatment of Animals presents a screening of Sean Monson's award-winning feature documentary, Earthlings, narrated by Joaquin Phoenix. It's an amazing expose of the treatment of animals in our culture, and the screening is free and open to the public at UCLA. The screening is in Moore 100, M-O-O-R-E 100, which is located on the south end of the UCLA campus. The doors open at 6:30. The screening is at 7 p.m. That's this weekend, this Wednesday, March 8th. Moore 100 on the UCLA campus. You do have to see this film. Okay, the San Francisco Vegetarian Society is encouraging Kiki Powers to lecture on antioxidants for optimum health, followed by a free antioxidant screening, and that's next Saturday, March 11th, 7:30 lecture, 8 p.m. scanning. It's at the Institute on Aging, 3600 Geary Boulevard in San Francisco. You can call 415-273-5481. And it was said there that the amount of antioxidants that you maintain in your body is directly proportional to how long you will live. That's from the NIH. March 18th, another day to try to stop the war. Gather 12 noon, Hollywood and Vine in Los Angeles. That's March 18th, 12 noon, Hollywood and Vine. And also, Silicon Valley in Defense of Animals needs volunteers to hand out vegan booklets at the peace rallies in San Francisco and Palo Alto on March 18th. The first day of spring is almost upon us. That means Meat Out, the longest-running grassroots vegetarian education campaign worldwide. You can see the events. You can register your event. Have an event. Visit meetout.org, meetout.org, where you'll see the celebrity endorsements and lots more for Meat Out. Okay. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And now let us move on to Dr. Jameth Sheridan. Dr. Jameth Sheridan is a renowned nutritionist, an expert on diet and health, and founder of Health Force, Health Force. And Jameth, welcome. How are you?
Just fine. Thanks for having me, Bob.
It's great to have you on again. And I'm so impressed. You know, when you lecture, you're just a wealth of information on how healthy we vegans should be because we're not eating meat. And it's a great pleasure to have you here today. What's going on with you?
Well, I'd like to address fish first, since that came up in an advertisement earlier on your show.
Mm-hmm.
And in support of not consuming fish, there is the myth that fish is healthy. Sometimes I've even known some vegans who thought they weren't getting enough essential fatty acids and they started eating fish.
Mm-hmm.
Fish is completely a myth that it is healthy. Fish can actually eventually have negative cardiovascular effects, but even before that, fish contains the known carcinogenic chemical acrylamide. And acrylamide is something that is found in plastics, and it's a known carcinogen. It's also found in heated oils, specifically the heated oils of the omega-3 variety.
Hmm.
And for fish to be safe, you have to heat it. And when you heat fish, you get a massive dose of acrylamide, which is a known carcinogen. It will cause cancer. There's no way to avoid that.
So much for that health food.
Yes, and fish, in addition to that, fish also contains uric acid-forming animal protein. And all animal proteins form a lot of uric acid. Vegetable proteins form very, very little. And uric acid has been definitively linked to osteoporosis, arthritis, body acidity, and sickness in general. And it's not something healthy to consume.
Hmm.
Fish is also a very high source of metabolic waste products, meaning when we metabolize things, we have metabolic waste products in our system, and we have livers and kidneys and lungs and so forth to get rid of these metabolic waste products. When you're consuming another animal, not only are you having to deal with your own toxicity, you're dealing with the waste products of that animal. And some of the waste products you find in fish are called advanced glycation end products, and these are one of the primary compounds responsible for the complications of diabetes. So fish is not good for blood sugar balance long-term either.
Mm-hmm. Well, people think it's low in cholesterol, right? Is that one of
fish actually is not even remotely low in cholesterol. The cardiovascular benefits that are attributed to fish is because it does have a lot of the omega-3 oils in it. Omega-3 oils are good for lowering cholesterol, for lowering triglycerides, and so forth. But fish is a double-edged sword. While it does have the beneficial omega-3s, it also has a lot of saturated fat in it. And all animal fats, including fish, contain trans fatty acids. And that's something that's being put on labels today, no trans fats. And trans fatty acids are what have given margarine such a bad name. And now, margarine's not particularly good for you, but all animal fats also have this trans fatty acid in them as well. And they also fish also contain saturated fats, which raise cholesterol more than trans fats. So fish is a mixed bag of some good things and some bad things, but ultimately, when you put it on a seesaw, it ends up being very bad and toxic.
Right.
There's no reason to eat fish. If someone wants to actually supplement, they can do it with, there was an advertisement earlier in your show. And also flax seeds, there is no toxicity of flax seeds. They're loaded with the omega-3s that are the precursors to the EPA and DHA. And flax seeds, other than being, not being toxic, the opposite of that, have at least 27 identified anti-cancer compounds in them, including environmentally protective phytoestrogens. They're so superior.
Mm. And Paul Watson told us also that people have been getting their omegas from baby seals. Actually, that's part of the seafood that's made the omegas out there.
That's just sick.
Isn't it amazing?
It is.
Yeah.
Flax seeds aren't the only sources. Soybeans have omega-3 in them. Walnuts, oregano, the herb, purslane, chia seeds. There's so many different things. Hemp seeds with omega-3 in it. You do not need to go to fish at all for it. And in fact, if you have enough of the EPA omega-3 acid that you find in fish, your blood starts to get too thin and you actually cause internal bleeding. And that's what happens to Eskimos and people that eat large amounts of preformed omega-3s.
Wow.
So it's actually, you're better off having the body make that conversion, especially with the EPA.
We're talking to Dr. Jameth Sheridan, and he's the founder of HealthForce Nutritionals, and the website for HealthForce is healthforce.com, healthforce.com. You wanted to talk about fish, and what else?
Let's talk about something else briefly that other people say that you're deficient in if you are vegan, simply by virtue of being vegan. Now, I do want to say that I am a whole food vegan. I'm not a junk food vegan. Occasionally I will have something that's not optimum for me. But if you just eat white sugar, white flour, and hydrogenated oil all day, even if it's vegan, you're going to be unhealthy and sick.
Right.
And vegan people, to me, are among the most ethical people in the world. And I think it says a lot about someone if they've gone vegan, about their entire ethics. And I think they deserve to be the healthiest people in the world. So if you're vegan, please be a health-conscious vegan.
And how do we do that? Last week I lectured at the Universalist Church, and people there right on the spot said, okay, I'm convinced. I want to go vegan. What do I do? What do I eat?
There's so much to eat being vegan. If someone even just wants to replace, there's so many veggie burgers out there and veggie dogs and other things that you would normally eat that would have meat in it. It's just easy to kind of swap those in and out. And what I'm suggesting is that people eat brown rice instead of white rice, do whole grain flours instead of white flours, use things like fruit and agave nectar, whole food sweeteners rather than just white sugar, even if it doesn't have any bones in it. Go on the whole food side, kind of a macrobiotic vegan type with a good amount of healthy, fresh, raw foods makes a huge difference in your health.
Mm-hmm. Now, you started to say that people think that we're deficient in something just for being vegan.
A lot of things. One of them is carnitine. It's an amino acid that is made from other essential amino acids, and we have it in our body. We make it. Other animals make carnitine. And it's been suggested that because we don't eat any carnitine, we need to consume it. That's as ridiculous as saying, well, we don't, if you don't eat any cholesterol, you need to consume cholesterol because cholesterol is involved in so many important functions in your body. That's why your liver makes it every day. It makes the amount that you need. Carnitine is an amino acid. It has a lot of beneficial functions. And there's a gentleman who wrote a book on carnitine who used to be a vegetarian, and he was just ranking out vegetarianism in his book. And I saw a booth for this gentleman's book at a natural products expo, and I had my carnitine tested, and my wife's, because I had never had that tested. And I said, well, let me find out if being a vegan at that point, it was about 16 years. I've been vegan 18 years now. Let's find out if I'm deficient in carnitine or not. And I never knew anyone who actually had their carnitine level tested. So I had my carnitine level tested, and both my wife's and I's was high-end normal. Not just normal, but high-end normal. So we were making plenty of carnitine from the other amino acids in our diet. I went to their booth and asked them, I said, now, you're saying that if someone's vegetarian or vegan, they're completely deficient in carnitine, they need to supplement. They said, oh, absolutely. I said, but in this book, you're recommending everyone who eats meat also supplement with carnitine. So apparently your meat-based diet's not providing the carnitine you need if you need to supplement. They kind of hemmed and hawed and so forth, and I said, do you have any tests showing that vegans are deficient in carnitine? And they said, no. I said, do you have any tests showing that you know, you're not deficient in carnitine eating meat? And I said, well, I've got my blood test right here, and I slapped them down. And they just kind of shoved me away.
Right.
So that was just a...
I don't want to hear it.
Right. And I was,
everybody
and I was
runs from us.
Proof of things.
Everybody runs from us with their hands over their ears.
Yes. Now, if all I ate was fruit, for example, if I was on a fruitarian diet, which is vegan, I'd be deficient in carnitine and B12 and minerals and a lot of things, not in vitamin C and other things. But you can design a vegan diet that's deficient if you want to. But why would somebody do that?
I'd rather not.
But I'd like to compare that to if all someone ate was just cow flesh. That's the only thing they ate. They'd be unbelievably deficient and unbelievably overloaded with toxins.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's important that when people are vegan that you never apologize to anybody for being vegan. Never apologize for being compassionate, for making choices for the earth, or for your health.
Jameth, we have about a minute and a half. Did you want to address B12 by any chance, or save it for another time? Or
address B12 briefly. B12 is not a vegan-specific issue whatsoever. It's a national issue, and approximately 40% of meat eaters in one huge study was shown that they were deficient in B12. If you're deficient in B12, vegan or otherwise, it's important to deal with it either by consuming a product I have called Vitamineral Green, which is a combination of probiotics and green foods, which will provide that, or simply by taking a B12 supplement or by a B12 fortified food. But it is not specific to vegans.
Right.
If you're a raw food vegan, it's my experience that you're more likely to be B12 deficient unless you're doing specific probiotics or something else.
Mm-hmm.
Your diet is under scrutiny and attack if you're a vegan, so if there's any place where you need to fill in with a supplement or something else, just do it. Don't be stuck into, I don't need a supplement with anything.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, your Vitamineral Green is an amazing superfood, and people can read about it at healthforce.com. It's on the shelves of natural food stores, and you know, it's funny because I was in a natural food store the other day, and I pointed it out to a friend of mine, and I said, oh, this is Jameth's product, you know, it's really great. And he looked at it and he said, oh man, look at how many ingredients are in there, you know, because usually when you see something in the supermarket, all the ingredients mean, you know, like, oh, you don't want that. But I said, no, read them. They're great ingredients. That's what you want.
It's all food. All
yeah.
Superfoods and wildcrafted herbs and so forth.
Yeah, Vitamineral Green. So I highly recommend that people look into that too. So, okay. You know, I'd like to have you back on a little more regularly because you really make a wonderful contribution to the nutritional aspect of being vegan.
Excellent. On future shows, I'd like to tell people about how to cleanse and detoxify themselves, especially if you're a vegan, so because you deserve to be healthy. There's also a way that people can contribute to veganism in the future that I'd like to talk about later, too.
Okay, we'll have you on again. Thanks so much. It's goveganradio.com.